Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Gimel, and we started, as of yesterday, Perek Meruba. We are in the world of Meruba for the next 20 bot, and that is a whole different world than we have been discussing the first six prakim of the Masechta, which was all about Nizkei Mamon. We had Adam Amazek also involved, but that was all really one world of Nezek. Now we switch gears to Geneva and Gezela. Just a couple of introductory thoughts about Geneva and Gezela. We didn't get to have the shiur yesterday, but to mention it now. Geneva and Gezela, even first without being mechalik between them, is a very chomer area of halacha. The Shiltos writes in Shilta Dalin, in Parshas Noach, chomer onsha de Gezela tvei min kol isurei. Right, the Gezela is more chomer than all isurim. The hachi ashkechan bibnei dara de tufna, because you find by the generation of the flood, so it's chatim gzar din aleihon ella ilave gzela. So you know Rashi quotes, why was the boys there gzar din? They did everything wrong. No letam gzar din ella gzela. The Amar Rabbi Lazar bo rei kamakasha kocha shel chamas shere dora mabel avra lakol v'nus chatim gzar dinon ella ala chamas. That it was the final push. The Amar Rabbi Avoh and the Shulta Sotah calls Rabbi Avoh shlosha ein hapargod ninal bifnehen. Right, there are three that the are not going to get into the La'asilavo. They Elohein Ona'a, Gezel, Vavodis Gililim. So again, it's a group. V'yam Rav Yochanan, Kala Gozal, Chavir Hashem Aprutuk, Yimala Olav HaKasav Gilo Noto, Nishmaso Mimenu. There are many Chazals that talk about the Isser of Gezel. Again, there are many Makaris related to this. One of them, again, also is the what we discussed back on Daf Samach a few blot ago, where we had the Shita of Rashi, explained by the Binyan Siyan and others, and the Maris Chayas, which was maybe Gezel's one of the big four, not the big three. And that is also, I didn't mention it then, but that is a Deya in the Shidim Kubetzis and Ksubis and Daf Yutes. I'll read it to you now, where the Shidim Kubetzis quotes a Braisa Chitzonis, Shlosha Dvarim Ein Omdim Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh, Ve'elohein, Avodis Gililim Gili Arayis V'Shvichas Damim, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afagezel. Afagezel, so you see, it's one of the big four. So again, there's something unique about this this Isser, not in a good way, not a good way, but that is what the world that we're starting in now. We'll get to this again in a Gemara when we get to Daf Pei, which also relates to this. Okay, let us as a Disterach Agav, maybe as a Drash, why is Gezel so bad? What does Gezel symbolize? You know, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, we know what they symbolize. What do they symbolize? There's a thought in the Shemen HaTov, by Weinberger and Chelek Gimel of his Svarim, where he writes, why Gezel? And he says, Gezel is also mentioned in the Ila. We say, Atanosin Yad Laposhim, right? L'man Nechdal Me Oshek Yadenu. Oshek is a form of Gezel. So that's what we're being Mizvada for in the Ila. Out of all the Averis, we're all Ganavim. So says the suggests the Shemen HaTov according to Chiddush Yerim that really every Aveira that we do is a form of Gezel, because we are using our kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us improperly, and we're stealing these kochos that he gave us to do mitzvahs and to do avodah, and we use it for other things. So that is the Gezel. That's what Gezel symbolizes, and that's maybe what's part of the chamirus about it is that idea that we're not using our potential, so we're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that is in general Geneva and Gezela, the uniqueness and the chumrah, the stringent nature of it. We've discussed in the past the difference between those two, Geneva versus Gezela. Geneva being more focused on the Maisa Geneva, and that's why even stealing Geneva as a joke is a problem, and that's why even stealing Pachos Mishava Pruta, and that's why the Rambam quotes the beginning of Hilchos Geneva that we're Margil the Ketanim not to be Gonev. None of those appear by Gezela. Why? Because Geneva is more about the Maisa, while Gezela is more about the Hefsid Mamun. That's what Reb Chaim says in many different places, quoted in many different places, but that hopefully we'll get to as we go through this parak. And again, this parak connects to the 9th and 10th parak. Chovos in the middle, question why. This is about Geneva and Gezela, and then you have the 7th, 9th, and 10th, but that's what we'll get to. Okay, so let's start again with Minoha Nimili. Minoha Nimili, about 10 lines up from the bottom on Samach Beis and Beis. So the Mishnah had quoted that there are more cases of Kefel than there are Dalavehe, because Kefel applies to all items, meaning whether they're alive or not. While Tashlume Dalavehe only applies, right, last week's Parsha, only applies to Sharvaseh, right? If somebody is Tovech u'mocher, shechs or sells their ox or sheep that they stole, you pay Dalid v'hei. So, says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do you know this difference between them? And also, as we as the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, but we'll see what the Gemara is asking. Minani Mili, how do you know? What's the marker for kefel in all these cases? What do you pay kefel on? The Tana Rabbanan. I call it Dvar Pesha Klal, because it says on any item where you are negligent. That's the Klal. That's the general statement. Al Shar Achamar, Al Se, Al Salma Prat. And then the Torah gives examples: oxen, donkeys, sheep, and clothing. Al Kol Aveda Chazav Klal, on anything lost. So then that's another Klal. So that's the tool, the darshaning tool, Klal Prat Klal. Yetadon Elakena Prat. So if you have that rule, so we say everything is included in the principle as long as it's similar to one of the examples given. So maha prat, what are the examples given? There were a bunch of animals and clothing. So maha prat mefuresh davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like all the examples are movable items, and they inherently are valuable. They have the status of mamon or shavik kasef. I've called davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. So to anything that is movable and is gufo mamon is inherently considered monetary value, so that itself is chayiv for kefel if you steal it, excluding the following items: yatsu karko shein metaltzelin, excluding karka which is not metaltzelin. Right, we know the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah karka ain't an exelis. So what exactly does that mean? Does that mean you can't do? You don't have a this Gemara just says you don't pay kefel if you steal karka. But what can you steal karka? And is there an isser of stealing karka? Right, there are different levels of gezeva. There's isura geneva, there's a maisa geneva, there are kinyani geneva, there are onshe geneva. So karka is excluded from all of them, or maybe only some of them. So that is one exclusion. Yotsu karkos, yotsu seina metalta, they're not movable. Oh, we'll get back to that. Let's just do all of them first. Yotsu avadim shukshul karkos, excluding avadim that are compared to karka. Avadim shukshul karkos. Yotsu shtaros, excluding a star, a balchov, sha'ava bishin shapir metaltalin, and gufa mamon. Even though a star moves, it's not gufa mamon. If I have a star that somebody owes me money, that's not inherent, that's worth something, but it's not what's called gufo mamon. And therefore, again, you wouldn't pay kefel for it. Not for now, but Tosva says, the bottom Tosva, the little Tosva says, what about garmi? Isn't this at least garmi? Remember, garmi is somewhere in between grama, which is indirect damage. Maisa Yashir is a direct damage. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. I burn up a document that says Reuven owes you money. Right? So that's more than just indirect, but it's not like I'm burning your money. I'm burning a shtar that says Reuven owes you money. So that's called, as one example, that's called Garmi. That comes up, it came up yesterday actually, and it comes up later on. But here Tosfos deals with it a little bit, but as Tosfos says in many places, Tosfos says that's only a Chiyuv Drabanan. So therefore, it's not going to be enough to be Mechayev you. B'chayiv UK felt. Okay, we'll have to come back to that Tosfos. But continuing, Yatsa Hektish Rei Eyuksiv, and excluding Hektish, if you steal Hektish, you also don't pay Kefo because it says Rei Ehu. It says you have to steal from your friend, and Hektish is not your friend. Okay, we'll get back to each of those. So let's go through one by one. So first it says Yatsu Karka. Karka is excluded because it is not Metaltalin. So Tosfos asks in the second half of Tosfos. First day of Tosfos is about the Shvuah, not for now. The second to last line in Tosfos, Yotsu Karkos. V'yim Tomar, V'greva B'karka, Hechishaycha. How could you steal Karka? Can't steal Karka. Karka is not movable. What do you do? So the Gemara in Sukkah says, oh, maybe, Tosfos there says, maybe somebody built a Sukkah, and you bumped him off, right? And so you stole their Sukkah. So Sukkah is Mechubal Karka. So that's an example of Sukkah Gzula. The Gemara asks Tosfos there, it's the same question. But here Tosfos says, how do you steal karka? Two answers. Yesh lomar b'masik gvul. Hasogas gvul. Sefer Dvarim is a form of karka. Let's say I move the fence back and I take some of your karka. So I stole area. That is a form of hasogas, that is a form of gzela. We know if you're masik gvul, you violate two isurim in Eretz Yisrael. Hasogas gvul and losigzo. Right? So it's two isurim. So that's one way you can steal karka. Inami, or Tosfos says, b'mechubal karka. In the case of something that's connected to the karka. Ki ahi di yud gefanim t'unos v'toin shenignevu lohei v'nimsa shehu ganvam. Tosfos says, alluding to what the Gemara is going to say we're talking about here. We're not just talking about geneva chayev kefel, but also towing tainas ganav being chayev kefel, meaning I claim it was stolen and really I stole it. But Tosfos says, so what's the case? So I'm talking about Mechubal Karka. Somebody comes to me and says, could I please have the 10 vineyards that I gave you to watch? So you say, I only have 5 because 5 of them were stolen. And it comes out that I stole them. So that's the case where I'm chayiv. That's the case that I would have thought that I'm chayiv. Kefel, Kamashlan says the Gemara, Yatsu Karka. Right? That are not metal. Esra Balchanan, on this Tosis. What's the case here? It must be where somebody says, where are my 10 vineyards? And he says, I'm sorry, 5 of them were stolen. So they must not be here now. Because you say they were stolen. That's karka. That's a case that's called karka, and therefore you'd be putter in that case? They're not here. What do you mean it's mechubal? It was mechubal karka. But now it's not mechubal karka. Says Rabbi Chanan, what do you see from this Tosfos? From this Tosfos, you see that what determines karka and metaltzelin? The moment of Kabbalah's Shmira. The moment of Kabbalah Shmira, that determines, even though at the time of the Maisa, the time of the Shvua, it's all metaltlin, it's already stolen, it's already chopped off. But you see what determines the Maisa, the Shas, Kabbalah's Achrayis. So we'll have to get back to that. Why should that be? Rabbi Chanan, that's Rabbi Chanan. There could be a parallel machlokas about this issue, about whether you go by the Kabbalah's Achrayis or you go by the Maisa. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Adav, Tes Vav, where the Gemara says, Hamakdish is Avdo. Let's say I makdish my Eved. Give my Eved Kanani to the base of Migdash. Ain Moalin Bo. Right? There's no Me'ila. Why? Because Eved is Hukas L'Karkos, and there's no Me'ila but Karkos. There's no Me'ila if I get benefit from this Eved. Reb Shimon B'Gamliel Omer, Moalin B'Sa'aro. No, there is Me'ila by the Eved's hair. If you use the Eved's hair, there is Me'ila. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether there's Me'ila by an Eved's hair that you are makdish. And the Gemara says, "V'kai malan, the besaro ha'omid ligzos pligi." The machlokas is about hair that is. I just got a haircut on Friday. Hair that's ready to be chopped off, right? Is that considered chopped off already or not? That is the machlokas. Homemade ligzos. Rashi. Well, let's do Rashi first. First, Ramban. Ramban says, "What kind of usage are you getting out of this Eved's hair? How are you using this Eved's hair? What are you doing? What are you doing with it? How do you use somebody else's hair to benefit you?" So the Ramban says in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes, where this Gemara also comes up, Pirish v'ne'ne bo ba'od shehu mechubar barosho v'lo gezazo. Somehow you're benefiting from it while it's still attached to the Eved. I don't know. Maybe you have dirty hands, so you wipe your greasy hands, so you wipe it in the hair. Somehow you're getting some benefit while the hair is still connected to the Eved. That's what the Ramban says, and then he adds v'hamefarish. Those who explain, ukish bishet talshan va'asa mimenu nafa ukvara. Those who explain that you cut the hair off already and you made a sifter or a sieve or some type of kli with the hair, lo amar klum. That shita is worthless, says the Ramban. To imkain havili tlushin umolinbo. It's talush then. It's not mechubar. It's not mechubar to the eved, which would then make it considered karka, and therefore there's no meila by it. No, that would be talish. Therefore, there would be me'ila by it. V'yava b'yishu mechubar b'shas hektish. Even though when you were machdash it was mechubar, ein holchin ela achar nehene. You only go after the shas hana. That's the Ramban. Who's this mefarish that he says, Lomar klum? Rashi. Rashi on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf tesvav. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says, ha'omi ligzos v'hikdisho u'balif doso b'shavyo sha'osin miseir adam nafeh. The kilkali v'chabak. You make all these kalim. That's the machlokas. Kagaz is dami, alav kagaz is dami. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. If you're makdash your eved, and then you use the hair after you chop it off, says Rashi, that's the machlokas from Shugam Liel and the Rabbanan. That's the machlokas. Say how only lives us kagaz or not. Says the Rabban, of course that's talush. It's already chopped off. So what's the machlokas about? Do you go by the shas hakadasha, or do you go by the shas of the problem, the shas of the hana? So that's the issue here in Tosos. Do you go by the shas of the Kabbalah Zachrayas of the Shomer, and therefore it was all mechubar at the time, and that would be excluded? That's what Tosos says. Or would you go by the shas Geneva? The shas Geneva is later on. But that is all on Yatsu, Karkosh, and Metalslan. Every one of these Yatsus we can spend time on. We'll spend time on two of them now, maybe, and then more on the next Namet. So now, Avadim are excluded, because Hukshula Karkos, and then Shtaros are excluded. Shtaros are excluded. Shavabisha Metalslan, Ein Gufon Mamon. So if I have a Shtar that says, Reuven owes me money, and you steal it, and then you're found to have stole it, so you don't pay Ketha. Because Shtar is not Gufo Mamon. Rashi quotes, bottom Rashi, Elagurmin Ligvos Mamon. They cause you to collect money. So there is a general discussion in various halachic contexts, shtaris. When are you allowed to use a shtar? When are you not allowed to use a shtar? So, for example, in Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, the Mishnah says in Bechoros, Daf Nun Aleph, that you're not allowed to use a shtar chol for Pidyon HaBen. If I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me $100, or Reuven owes me 5 slime, and I give it to the Kohen, doesn't work. Even if it's a shtar that says Reuven owes me 1,000 slime, right, it still does not work, because that is not gufa mamon. You have to give hay slime. Hay slime or something of the value, says the Gemara, says Rashi there in Bechoros, Shem Yesh lo shtar al-chaveir b'hay slime b'dasol l'kohen sh'yigvo so'chov b'pidyo b'do, eino padui. It doesn't work, because a shtar chov is not, like the Gemara here says, is not gufa mamon. The big shiloh in the postgame is, what about in our day and age when we have paper currency? We have paper money. So is that good enough in all these contexts? All these contexts, shtaris are excluded. But in those days, they didn't have paper money. They had silver. What was money? Currency? That was either shava kesef, something that was worth money. But what was money? It was slabs of silver and gold and, right, coinage. That was the money. Depending how much it weighed, that's how much it went by. So what if you have a case, like a metzias, like nowadays, where you have paper money, but that's gufa mamon? Or is it gufa mamon? So what is it? This is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. The Chazon Ish in Hilchas Ribis says it's gufa mamon. So we'll get to that in a second. So says the Chazon Ish in Hilchas Ribis and Siman Ayin Beis, paper money is gufo mamon, because that's exactly what's used today. Matbeos haniyar vehazahav kulushavin. What's the difference if money is made out of gold or money is made out of paper? It's money is money. V'nira de'ilo hamatbeos af shehein kishtar chov mikomakom kivan sheyesh lahen din matbeya shebatora lokol shumas in yonim luchukei haTorah havi le chefetz v'lo amr tar shtar chov in gufo mamon elo biyoso begeder hapri einenu pri. Only if it's something that you need to get you money. Right, that's what he says. The Chazon Ish says that that would be called gufo mamon for various halachas. It is actually legal tender. So what about for Pidyon HaBen? Well, so can you use it for Pidyon HaBen? So there are many posts that say yes. Seems like l'chatchila, maybe not. To be mechoshes for the posts that say not. If you look in Pidyon HaBen Kelchasa, gotta have one of those. He says Perek Zayin Sif Yud Beis there in Pidyon HaBen Kelchasa. He says Shtaras Kesef Shehin B'Makom Matbeos Kesef Azahav Yeshomrim Shein Podem Bahem Shein Ashtar Atzmo Shava Hay Slime. The paper is not worth Hay Slime. It's just the Raya Shabo. V'Chein Matbeos Hametsuyim Sheinim Shavim Ba'atzvam Kiskum Anakov Shalakem V'Yesh Matir and Liftos Bahem and some are Matir. Look in the footnotes. Many posts are matir. The Chatzam Sofer is also matir. Along earlier with than the Chazon Ish, that this is gufa mamon. You're not using this for the raya shabbat. What's a regular shtar chov? It's a shtar raya. What a dollar bill, a shekel, is a shtar raya? That's not a shtar raya. That's gufa mamon. So therefore, meikra didn't seem to work. But the minhag olam is to try not to rely on those shitos. A minhag olam mahachmer v'lo liftos ki im b'matveil shein ba'asvam kesef. Checks generally are not considered gufa mamon. Why? Because what happens with the check? You gotta cash the check. That's not gufa mamon. That's more similar to a shtar chov. Check shtar hamcha ino ra'oi liftos bo l'chaladeus shadino kishtar chov mamis kach shamati migdoli ha'hora shlita shahre in gufa mamon v'hariyu kishtar ba'alma. Right, and even if you want to say the earlier ones, right, the paper money, because paper money is different. Right, that's why also if a chassan, exactly something that tells the chassan, don't buy the ring with a check or on credit card. Pay cash. You just want it to be yours. You don't want it to be, be yours later on. You got to have your own. So it's always simpler, right? Wedding ring doesn't cost so much. The engagement ring is the one that costs. But a wedding ring should be paid with actual money. Okay. That is shtaros. Weiter. A lot to talk about. Then the Gemara had the last exclusion. Yatza hektish re'ehu ksiv. Hektish is excluded because it says re'ehu. You can't steal from Hektish. So again, major discussion. So here, the Tosfos on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So we could already consider it as if we started the daf already. So it says the top Tosfos, because it's printed here. Tosfos asks, if you look throughout these Gemaras, there are two psukim to exclude Hektish from Kefel. What are you two psukim for? V'guna mibes ha'ish, v'lo mibes Hektish, and re'ehu. So what are the two psukim? So you look at the fourth to last line of Tosfos. Elahazam hachi perusho mi base ish the shayich be re'ehu kidechsev alom mi base hektish. Rosh Hashanah says you have to read the psukim one in light of the other one. You need two psukim to exclude kefel from hektish. There are many other answers to this question, which we'll get to. What do you need to psukim? Maybe one is to say that you don't pay kefel to hektish. One is you don't pay kefel to the bailim that were machdish it. That's what the Rishashir says, right? Because there are two possible addresses that you could pay kefel to. The bailim that were machdish it, or hektish that it belongs to now. But there is a thought from Reb Chaim, which we mentioned in the past, but it comes up in Merubah, so let's at least mention it now. And again, we'll mention it at least two or three times. But the Godless of the Daf Yomi, you know, the important thoughts of the Mefarshim come up time and again. If you look later on in the Perek, Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Tes. It's a stira between two Dafim, three blocks from each other. On Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says on top that if you shecht an animal of hektish, says the Gemara on top, bishlama tvicha lo machayiv dechi katavach, the hektish katavach, velo demari katavach, ela a hektish lechayiv, mali machro lehedyot, mali machro leshamayim. Says the Gemara, if you sell hektish, you should be chayiv da'al vehei. What's the difference if you sold it to hedyot, if you were machdish, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If you're machdish something, shouldn't you be chayav dala vehei for that? Because that is called a mechira. That's called a sale, right? Who cares who you sold it to? To your friend or to the Beis HaMikdash? That should be called a mechira to be chayav dala vehei. Keep your finger there. Look three blah later, daf ayin test. It says the exact opposite. Right? It says the exact opposite. That it says on top, if you sell it to hektish, so then you are not chayav dala vehei. You're not chayav dala vehei. So says Tosus, should it be chayav dala vehei or not? Do you say if you are makdish it, so then you should not be chayav dala vehei, because it's not considered a change of rishus. So Tosus here is mechalik. Tosus on top of daf ayin tes, and also on daf ayin vav. I'll read the one from back on daf ayin vav. V'had amar l'kamon gana v'hikdash chayav dal v'hei davi kamokro l'hedyot haynu b'katshe v'edaka bayis v'lo mikro al shem baylim v'katshe mizbeach amari davi kap d'mikro al shem baylim v'lo v'hikdash kamachira, etc. Says Tosfos, there's a major difference between what we call katshe mizbeach, kedushas haguf, versus katshe v'edaka bayis. If I give an animal to be sacrificed as an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, that's katshe mizbeach. Kachem is Beach, if I give that to the Beis HaMikdash, if I makdish that, I am not chayef for Mechira. That is not considered a change of Rishus, even though it's somewhat a more, it's a deeper type of Hakdasha. Mashenki, when it comes to Kachem is Beach, that is a Mechira, and that is chayef for Dal Behei. What's the difference? So this is what Reb Chaim explained. Reb Chaim explained in the Grach HaLashas, Simin Reish Mem Tes, that by kachay mizbeach, what do you do when you give an animal to the Beis HaMikdash to give as a karbon? You first imbue it with kedusha. You're makdish it, right? Memela, now it becomes belonging to hektish, and therefore you're sacrifice it. But really, there was no change of bailus. You infused it with kedusha, but there's no change of bailus there, and therefore it's not called a mechira. Mashenkin kachay bedek habayis, the way it works is that I make it mamono shel hektish. Once that occurs, then Kedusha falls on top of it. Then it becomes holy. But I'm not makdash it. By Bedek Abayis, the way the Hakdasha works is that I want to give a spoon to the Beis HaMikdash. So I make this Mamono Shel Hektish, and then Mamela, Kedusha, comes onto it. So then that is a Mechira. That is a Mechira that you Bechayat Dal Vehei, because that is a change of Rishus in the legal sense. There are many rayas to this, which maybe we'll wait with until we get there to Daf Ayin Vav or Daf Ayin Tes. Just to mention one, which is a very strong raya. The Rambam says in Hilchas Erechin, in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Hamakdish kachi mizbeach lebedek abayis. Let's say you have hektish, and you want to be makdish it to the other hektish. You have these two categories. You try to switch one to the other. So the Rambam says, if you're makdish but kachi mizbeach lebedek abayis, what happens if you have kachi mizbeach, you have an animal that you said you're going to bring as a carbon ola, and then you try to put bedek abayis also on it? Says the Rambam, it works. It works, that Kedusha. Harei hektish chal alehen. And what do you have to do? What do you do? You have to figure out how much the animal is worth. The animal still goes to the Mizbeach. You have to figure out how much the animal is worth, and you owe that too. So kachay bedek habayis could be chal on kachay Mizbeach. But says the Rambam, the opposite cannot work. Unbelievable. Makdash kachay bedek habayis l'mizbeach. V'yomar harezu ola o shlamim o achrim o lekoanim. I give an animal to the base of Midrash for kachay bedek habayis. And then I want to give it Kedusha saguf. Lo asa klum. You didn't do anything. Ve'ein hektish mizbeach v'lo achirim chala kachim bedek abayis. Why? Why? Says the Rambam, because ein adam makdash davar sheinu shalav. You can't be makdash something that's not yours. So yeah, it's not yours. They were both hektish. So why does one direction work? Why does the other direction not work? Says Reb Chaim is beautiful. I'm not sure if Reb Chaim brought this raya or the Salvechik, the Rav brought this raya. That, no, it was beautiful. Because once I'm in the kachim bedek abayis, it's not yours. So you can't be makdash. If I go to your property and makdash something of yours, it doesn't work. That's why you can make something that's kachi betika mizbeah, kachi betika bias, but not vice versa. Two types of hakdasha, and that's why you need two psukim. That's why you need two psukim. We'll get to it later. Reb Chaim works out beautifully how each pasuk fits in to one of these hakdashas. One is more focused on the maisa, and one more focused on the tashlumin. That's what we will get to. Okay.
Does it say
Re'ehu?
It says
Re'ehu
by
Kepa. Right, it says Shloshim.
In other words, do we make the same filling by it?
Do we make it? Well, if you don't pay kefal, dollar v'hei, right? You don't pay gimel v'dollar. The Gemara says later on. If you don't pay kefal, you don't pay dollar v'hei.
So we do.
Right. I'm saying we're right. It would be a derivative, exactly. The dollar v'hei halachas would be a derivative of kefal. Okay, so now we gotta go. So we had all these exclusions. So the whole blot today is base is limudim. The first two blot of merubah are.
But if you play dollar v'hei, does that mean you definitely pay kefal?
Yes, you can't. But you can never pay. You can never pay gimel v'dollar. If you're paying dollar v'hei, that's including kefal. The assumption, you can never have a case where you pay dollar v'hei and not kefal.
Okay.
We'll get to it. Okay, so says the Gemara. So as I said, the first this first two blad of merubah are all limudim, but there's a lot behind your limudim. So E, five lines from the bottom. E, ma'aprat. So now we just said, what's included in kefal? Everything except these four items. Ah, ma'aprat, mufurish, davash, and nivalasa, matami, v'magum, b'masa. If all of the examples given are items whose nevela is metame by touching and by or by carrying it. I've called the Rishon Yevolos metame b'magum b'masa. So maybe you should only pay kefel on items, on animals that you steal, whose nevela is metame b'magum b'masa. Right? What were the examples given? Shor was given and others. Avalof was love. But maybe birds should be excluded because birds do not make you tame. A nevela of an oaf does not make you tame by carrying it or by touching it. Umimah says, Amir Hachi, can you have such a limitation? Vasamuksiv. But it also says clothing. Salma is also given as an example, so you can't limit it. So Gemara says, Amri ananda bale chayim kamrinan. At least the bale chayim, the animal examples, you should say, exclude birds. Ema, and say as follows. Ema, bale chayim davar shenivalasa matabe b'magum masa in, by animals, where it's nevelas, matabe b'magum masa, yes, you pay kefel, davar shenivalasa matabe b'magum masa, lo, but items, something that's whose nevela is not metame b'magum masa, you don't pay kefal. Daha kol chad v'chad klalu prat ba'api nafshi darshin and lay. Because when you have the principle of klalu prat uklal, you're allowed to darshin each prat separately. You could have a klalu prat uklal for each dugma, each example that are given. So therefore, forget the salma for a minute, focus on the animal ones, and avalofos lo, and therefore you would exclude ofos from paying kefal. So the Gemara says, imkei nichta brachman achad prata. If you just wanted to exclude birds, so just list one prat, list one animal. Why do you have to list all of them for? So hey, nechtov rachmana. So says the Gemara, which one should you have said? Which one should you have left? Which one would have been enough to learn all the other ones? Ikaz rachmana shor. If I would have only said shor, hava mina karla gavim mizbech in shagain karla gavim mizbech lo. I would have said shor. Okay, only if you steal animals that are fit to be on the mizbech, that's when you pay kefel. But if you steal a donkey, so then you don't have to pay kefel. That's what I would have thought somehow. You know, these animals have so much more chashivus because they could be brought as karbanis. So only that you'd pay kefal. Because of Rachmana Chamor, and if it would have only said Chamor, Hava Amina Kodesh Bebechor in, Shekodesh Bebechor lo. But only if it said Chamor, I would have thought, oh, only animals which have Kedusha Mirachem. Right? The Chamor, we mentioned a few days, I think 2 weeks ago or so, that has Kodesh, right? It's only Kodesh Bebechor. It's the only non kosher animal that has Kedushas. I would have limited it to that. So Amri, so says the Gemara, Imki Nichta Rachmana Shor V'Chamor. So at least say those two. Sel Amali, what does sheep add? Shema Mina Lasu Yofo. So it must be to exclude, include birds. So says the Gemara, Ve'ema Lasu Yofo Stahorim. Okay, so I don't include birds. Maybe we should limit. What type of birds? Maybe only include kosher birds. Dumya Deset, Dimitabe Begadim Aves Abliya. At least kosher birds could somewhat cause you to become Tame. Right, the Lacha is, but if you eat a dead kosher bird, nevelas of tahar, so it's mitame you as you're eating it. The beis abliya. What type of tumah is that? Is that a unique type of tumah? Is that a tumas maga? Is that a super maga, a super master, or something different? That's a discussion in the achronim. But either way, maybe that's the only bird that's included. Aval ofas tamam de lesbu tumah, but non kosher birds who do not create tumah at all, which doesn't make you or your begadim tumah lo. So maybe you would exclude those types of birds. So Mari answers, kol ribuyahu. No, the word kol includes all birds, even the non-kosher ones. Ask the Gemara, v'chol hecha l'ksiv kol ribuyahu. Every time it says the word kol, it's meant to include. What do you mean? V'chol gabi meiser. By meiser, you see the word kol is not used as ribuy. Right, the Gemara is asking, there are different tools that Chazal have to darshan the Gemara, right, to darshan the Torah. So you have klal uprat, and you have riba umiyet. So the Gemara asks, how do you know the word kol, as we just said, is coming to include, maybe kol should be used for a klal, like we have by meiser. V'chol gabi meiser d'ksiv kol v'kadarshin alei b'chol uprat. By meiser, what's meiser? By meiser sheni. We know that halacha is, if I have too much meiser sheni to schlep up to Yerushalayim, I'm allowed to be podit and change the kedusha onto money. And when I get to Yerushalayim, use that money to buy different items. What kind of items could I buy in Yerushalayim? So that's what the Torah gives examples here. The Tanya, v'nasata ha-kesef b'chol asher tavan avshecha. You can buy whatever you want in Yerushalayim. Klal. And then it says, v'bakru v'atzon v'yayin v'sheichar prat. But then it gives examples. Oxen and sheep and wine and beer. Prat, that's an example. That's an example given, a specific. And then another general point. Whatever your heart wants. So klal, prat, klal, iata dun elakein prat. You have to get, you're only allowed to buy something similar to the prat. Maha prat mufurish. Primi pri v'gedulei karka. Just like the prat is something that is a primi pri. It comes from something else. It comes from something else. Right? Yayin comes from grapes. Bachar batzon come from their mothers. V'gedulei karka. And it grows from the ground. I've called for me pri v'gedulei karka. So you see the word kol is used for a klal uprat, not used for riba umiyet. So the Gemara answers, two answers. Amri, first answer, bakol klala. Kol ribuya. It's a different word, right? Bakol is always used for a klal and kol is used for a ribuy. Interesting, we discussed this when this came up in the previous perek, but what is excluded by primi pri v'gedulei karka? So Rashi here says, primi pri excludes... Right, what does Rashi say? Primi pri, vlad mi vlad, the gefen mi chartzan, limute mayim umelach, water and salt, because those are natural items that come from the ground, the kmehin upitriot, and mushrooms and other types of things that grow. Those are excluded from primi pri, because those are pri. Those aren't primi pri. The Rambam excludes kmehin upitriot. You look in the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, he excludes them because they are not gedulei karka. They're not gedulei karka, right? You make a shahakol on a mushroom because it's not gedulei karka. I think I mentioned a while ago, and I was very excited at one time, but though my wife was not, and we were in camp 6 years ago, 5 years ago, and all of a sudden we had a leak in by one of our windows, and it came for years. There was a leak, and the water came in, and it leaked in, but next to the carpeting in the trailer, and all of a sudden one day we moved the desk somehow to get something, and there were mushrooms growing there. Next, in between the carpet and the wall, there were a couple of mushrooms growing there. So my wife calls me and she's like, "Oh!" So I go in there. I'm like, all of a sudden I started being so excited. I said, "Why?" She said, "Why are you so excited?" I said, "Because the Gemara says that mushrooms are not gedulei karka," and I never understood what you mean. They're growing from the ground. This is the biggest riot. There's no dirt anywhere. It's namish from the avir, from the air. Right? It comes from the moisture. It grows. That's the biggest riot. She's like, "Yeah, take your gemara, get him out of the house, right? But they're not gedulei karka. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that they are not gedulei karka. So it's machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why are they? Right, right. It doesn't grow from the ground. Doesn't get any nutrients. Doesn't get any nutrients like air. Right. So it says the so it's a machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why are they excluded? The Mari Kirkus has a ha'ara there in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Menetzer Avai where he says sometimes these are called gidulei karka. Sometimes they are not. The Rambam says they're not gidulei karka. They do grow from the ground most of the time. Let's say so. Says the Mari Kirkus, even though sometimes they grow from the ground, they're not yonik from the ground. And therefore, gedulei karka doesn't all have to mean grow, but yonik. Aval das ravenu shekiva she'enam yonkim min ha'aretz, kamo yayin v'sheichar, gam einam gedelim midavar hayonik mamish min ha'aretz, kebakar vatzon, and therefore, they're not considered gedulei karka in this context. As we've mentioned, animals, are animals considered gedulei karka or not? In some contexts, yes, because they do live off the grounds. And in some contexts, no. Here, gedulei karka, what does Rashi always say here in the last parak? Excluding fish. Meaning animals are gedulei karka. Does fish or not? Because fish don't live off the ground. Again, you have to know what context we're talking about. Different, the same word might have different definitions.
So here it says
Bakar Vatsan. Right, but the gen... Right. I'm saying this. So this Gedula Karka is parallel to the Bakar Vatsan. For Hilcha Shabbos, you have to know it. Right? Ein, right? Five different malachas are only applied to Gedula Karka. Right? So you have to know it. Tochein and the Dosh and the others. The other answer, back to the Gemara. The other answer to the question is kol a klal or a riba. Kol klalahu. Usually kol is a klal prat. Miyu kol tahach a ribuyah. But here the kol specifically is a ribuy. Why? Michti, let's see. Ksiv meikara klal prat a klal. It originally says klal prat a klal by the context of kefel. By the way, I didn't mention it, but the context of kefel, and emphasize it, I should say, is all by shomrim. Well, by Shah, that's where we learn Kefal from the psukim about Shomrim, Parshas Mishpatim, and as we'll see, the cases of Toin Tainus Ganav. That's really where Kefal is learned from the Pashtus. We say it means Ganav also, but it's interesting that that's the whole source of Kefal. Sometimes the Torah expresses something, and you have to ask why the Torah puts it in that context. Like the source for marriage in the Torah is basically in a context where a person is either Kiseitse, where you're getting divorced. Right, so that's the context of marriage and divorce are put connected to each other. So again, every time there's a muck, you have to ask why exactly is it put together or formulated like this. Okay, so michti ksiv meikar klal uprad uklal. The ksiv usually call is a klal, but here it's a riboy. Why? Because here it says the klal uprad uklal. The ksiv, the pasuk says, kitin ishareo klal. Person gives to his friend anything. That's a general. Kesav akelim prat. Lishmar hadar uklal. So it's a klal uprad uklal. And if you want to tell me that other phrase, the general phrase, is also coming to relate to a klal uprat, why does it all say that as one big klal uprat uklal? Why is it separate? Because it's not written next to this one, it must be that it's coming to be a ribuy. So Gemara says, fine. So if kol includes items for kefel, so kol ani pradi lamali. So what do you have these examples for? Don't have any examples. Kol will include everything. So chalamute karka, v'chalamute avadim, v'chalamute shtaros. So all of them exclude something. So we already excluded karka and shtaros, and it's to exclude avadim. They exclude avadim. So interesting, on the previous amud, we said avadim don't need a separate makar. Right, because avadim are hukshul akakos. They ask Tosfos here, what do you need a separate marker for? Right, Tosfos v'chad lemute avadim. Avagav de la'el yafinam avadim id iskish l'karkos. What do you mean? So why do you need a separate marker? Hacha, kivin tachziv kol ribuya. No, since here it says kol to include everything, boy l'kol chad miyut pa'api nafshe. Because kol would have included everything, so just excluding karka, you wouldn't have excluded avadim. Why? Why? So you have to give a little more beer. So the Rashba says, a beautiful Rashba here, where the Rashba says, Avadim are hukash l'karkos. But it doesn't mean they're exactly like karka. After all, we know Avadim walk. Right? So even though halachically and legally, many times, Avadim will be compared, Aval Avadim lamin amayrosam, to Adomin l'gamre, shreim etaltalin, v'gufan mamon, l'fichach, luli shush l'karkos, lohinim amantin osan. And then he says, kiva denaydi, v'hani lo naydi, lif'amim mimai l'hukra behedya. You have to look at every context. Sometimes we say avadim hukshul karkos, and sometimes not. Are avadim nigzalim? Can you steal an eved? If you see the problem of stealing karka is because you can't do a maisa gzela, so maybe avadim aren't like karka. So you have to ask in different contexts whether avadim are like karka or not. They are hukshul karkos. We've said in the past, Chamber of Moshe Salvechik will come up also later in the parak, Bezrat Hashem, maybe avadim are considered karka, but they're not called mechubar. So you have to know what is the context halacha that you're talking about. Is it really a din of karka or is it a din of mechubar? Avadim can't be attached; they're not mechubar, but maybe halachically they're considered karka. So you have to know exactly what the context is. But that also relates to this tosis. Vaiter salma. What does the word salma exclude? Lemute davar she'eno misuyam. To exclude something that is not misuyam, that is not specific. What is specific mean? Rashi says it doesn't have any simanim on it. Right, there's no kefel if something doesn't have a simon on it, even if it's found out that you know who it belongs to, and the guy claims it. Still, there's no kefel. Tosva says, we'll have to get back to this at a later date also. Tosva quotes, Davrshin Masuya means if you steal half of something. Tosva says, if you steal half a pomegranate or half a nut, you don't pay kefel. You don't pay kefel if you steal half of something. So that is an important shita. Why not? You still stole. Why shouldn't you pay kefil when you steal half of something? So you pay a whole thing. So again, that's the formal requirement of kefil. So it's kesef mesuyim. So l'chora, what? According to Rashi or according to Tosfos?
Rashi.
According to Rashi. So Rashi, that's right. That's what Tosfos says. Why should it make a difference? Right. So you have to know exactly what there was some way that he got it back. Right. Right. It's different. Maybe mesuyim. I don't know if serial numbers are mesuyim for this bilum. I'm not sure, unless he knew what the serial numbers were.
Then we are.
Right, you have to, l'chora, you would pay kefil by kesef, so you'd have to figure out why it is. Al-Kol Aveda, look at Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Al-Kol Aveda includes Reb Chiya Bar Abba's Shita. Dom Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, and Toitan is Kana Ba'Aveda, Mishan Tashlume Kefil, Shinemar, Al-Kol Aveda Shar Yomar. What does that phrase include? Tointain is ganav. I have something of yours, whether I got it because you lost it, whether I got it because you gave it to me, whatever the case is, and I say it was stolen, you pay kefil. It's not hasam, says the Mishnah. Heichan pikdoni, I go to you and say, where's my pikadon? Amar le'avad, I'm sorry it was lost. Mashbiach ha'ani, I swear to you, v'amar amen, we'll be finished in 3 minutes. V'amar amen, says the, v'amar amen, and the person says, yeah, I swear, amen. So what about tointain is avad? I say it was lost, and then it was found out that it was, I had it, mishalim es ha'karen. I only pay karen there, because that's tointain is avad. Hod al pi atzmo, if I would have admitted, mishalim karen v'chamesh v'asham. And if I admit to it, then I pay a karen, and I pay a fifth, and I give a karban asham. Right, that's one of the five ashamos, the end of Parshas Vayikra. Right, that's called asham gezelos. Asham gezelos is a case where you swear that you had somebody of somebody else's, and you deny it, and you really stole it. Heichan pikdoni, what about this case though? Amar lo nignav, you, where's my pikadon? It was stolen. Mashbiach ani v'amar amen, and I swear to it. V'edim yinisino sashaganvo, and Edim say that it was stolen, and that he stole it. Mishan tashlume kefel. That's the chiddush of tointain is ganav, that you pay kefel. Hoda me atzmo, mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. But if I would admit it beforehand, before the Edim came, then I would pay keren and a fifth, and also an asham. B'ktani miha, but tointain is ganav, mishan tashlume kefel. But what do you see from this whole Mishnah? That by tointain is ganav, you pay kefel. Ava b'tointain is avalo, mishalim tashlume kefel. But if you toin that it was lost, you don't pay kefel. So that's the chiddush we've discussed in the past. Why should that be? What's the chiddush of that? Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. What's the chiddush? You stole it in either case. What difference does it make what you claimed happened to it? There's something about the claim that's important. The afilo tointain is ganav, and also even by tointain is ganav, b'shvuhu d'mishal d'shlome kefel. You only pay kefel if you swear that it was stolen. Avol shelo b'shvuhu d'mishal d'shlome kefel. But if you don't swear about it, you don't pay kefel. Again, what is the role of the shvua? You have to swear about it, even though you stole it in either case. But only if you swear about it are you chayav the kefil. So Mirani immediately, what's the source of this? Where do you know Toitain is ganav? The Tana Rabbanan. Im yimatzi ha-ganav b'toitain is ganav, akasim medaber. If the ganav is found, that's talking about Toitain is ganav. Ata omer b'toitain is ganav, o'enu ela b'ganav atzmo. Is that talking about Toitain is ganav or about the ganav himself? Kshu omer mo yimatzi ha-ganav b'toitain is ganav, akasim medaber. So you know it's talking about Toitain is ganav. And the Gemara will explain in a minute how you know from that pasuk. Another pasuk. So, the other pasuk is talking about the ganav himself. The other pasuk is talking about toitain is ganav. So one is about ganav atzmo, the ganav himself, and one is about toitain is ganav. To kuliyama miyaz im lo yimatzi aganav toitain is ganav ksiv. But you said everybody agrees that im lo yimatzi aganav is about toitain is ganav. My mashma, how do you know if the ganav is not found? How do you know that pasuk is referring to Toitain is ganav? Amar Rava, you read it like this: Im lo yimatzei kamosha amar. If it's not found as he said, el shehu atzmo ganavo, yishalim shnayim. That's how you read the pasuk. If the ganav is not found because he's the real ganav, that's when you pay two. That's when you pay kefil. Well, we know on to b'shvu, and how do you know that a shvu is required in order to be chayiv kefil for the Toitain is ganav? Tanya, v'dikra v'alabayis elho Elohim. The v'alabayis goes to the judges, l'shvua, to swear. That's the context of the pasuk. Ata omer l'shvua o'enu elo l'din. Does this mean he goes to the judge to swear or just have the din Torah? So nemer shlichos yad l'mata v'nemer shlichos yad l'mala. It says shlichos yad later on by Shomer Sachar, and it says shlichos yad l'mala over here. So mala hala l'shvua avkan shvua. So just like there is talking about a shvua, right, because it says shvua there, so too this is talking about a shvua, period. This whole amud is just psukim and limudim. That's why I can't be blamed for this one, of leaving it for the last 10 minutes. Bishlam alamanda amar chad beganav chad betoin tainas ganav hay neduchsiv yitshrei kroi. Fine, according to the one, like we just said, that one pasuk is about ganav, one's about toin tainas ganav. That's why you have two pesukim. Alamanda amar travayo betoin tainas ganav shrei kroi lamali. But according to the one who says they're both about toin tainas ganav, so what do you need two pesukim for? So amri chalamuti tainas avad. One is to tell you the din of toin tainas ganav, but one is to exclude toin tainas avad if it was lost. But according to the one who uses one for ganav, one for toin tainas ganav, how does he know how to exclude toin tainas avad miganav hagana from the extra hay? Ulamand amar travayo betoin tainas ganav demiyit le toin tainas avad ganav hagana of my darish bay. According to the one who doesn't need the hay for that, what does he use the hay for? Amar lachami boy le dekro tuchi baraba amar Rabbi Yochanan for the following halacha. Amar tuchi baraba amar Rabbi Yochanan. Toin tainas ganav ipikadon misham tashlumi kefel tavachumacha misham tashlumi dal v'hei. Toin tainas ganav not only can pay kefel, but if he really sold it and shechted it, he's even chayev dal v'hei. That's the chiddush. Well, the man to amar chad v'ganav, we'll talk more about that also. The man to amar chad v'ganav v'chad betoin tainas ganav tahay ganav haganav afki lemuti tainas avad. So that's how that man to amar uses all the psukim. Jebchiya baraba minale. So how does they know? Reb Chiya bar Abba's din that you pay dal v'hei even on toin tainas ganav. Amar lacha hekesha hu v'mishiv and ala hekesha. It's a hekesh, and therefore you're not mishiv on the hekesh. What's the hekesh? So Rashi quotes because they're next to each other in the Torah, so therefore you can compare. You can compare just like a ganav himself pays dal v'hei, so too toin tainas ganav pays dal v'hei. Rashi quotes there is some that assume that this hekesh really means a binyan av. But he says, no, it's really a hekesh because they're smichus, they're next to each other. Period. Okay, we'll have to talk more tomorrow, especially about the shvua. The achronim discuss, is the shvua by toin tainas ganav part of the gneva? Or is it more just a tnai study? You need the shvua in order to be chayav for what you did beforehand. Nafka minas that come up with that is, does it sell? What if it's not in his possession anymore when he makes the shvua? And other nafka minas, which we'll start with tomorrow, in the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue with that faith. Yeah. That faith, right?